This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry.
I'm Celeste Headlee. Over the weekend, two German ships did what probably hundreds of sailors have hoped to do in the past. They became the first ever Western commercial vessels to sail the Northeast Passage from Asia to Europe. That's a shipping route that goes via the Arctic. It's been impassable for centuries. It's now possible because, well, the polar ice caps are melting, probably from global warming. Richard Galpin's the BBC's Moscow correspondent. He watched the ships complete their journey when they landed in Russia over the weekend. Richard, good morning.
Good morning to you.
So what did the ships look like? Had they been battered about and dented by ice?
Absolutely not, actually. They look completely normal, medium-sized cargo ships. You wouldn't really know what they'd done without actually getting on board and talking to the crew. And certainly the captain we spoke to was very, very excited about it. You know, he said that he used to actually sail the eastern part of the route when it was the Soviet Union 20 years ago. And he was saying that there was lots and lots of ice then. And when he came through this time, it really was a huge, huge difference, saying there's so much less ice than before. And in fact, obviously, they can sail through. But he was saying it's a dream he'd had since childhood to actually do this route. And now he's one of the first to do it.
So obviously, the sailors themselves and probably a lot of commercial shipping companies are very happy about this. But environmentalists are not quite as happy.
This is very clear signal how weak is now the Arctic ice. Really heavy ice became in Russian Arctic 10 times smaller than 10 or 20 years ago.
That's Alexei Kakarin. He's one of the people. He's a Russian environmentalist, certainly not celebrating the passage of the ship through the ice. Were there other environmentalists or organizations there bemoaning, I guess, this opening of the ice?
Not up actually in Archangel, which is where we met the boats when they came through. But certainly, you know, obviously the environmentalists as a whole are extremely worried about this because they firmly pin the blame on global warming, as do probably the majority of climate scientists. They say this is the reason for it. You know, and if you look at the models, the photographs taken, for example, by NASA satellites over the past 30 years or so, I mean, you're seeing dramatic shrinkage in the polar ice cap, which of course means it is possible to take this route because the ice in summer now has shrunk back from the coast of Russia. So there's this clear route through, which, as you say, you know, certainly the shipping companies are delighted about it because the northeast packages passage rather is much, much shorter than the normal route, which goes, the traditional route goes to the south, you know, around India and then up through the Suez Canal into the Mediterranean. So this is a much faster route. But I have to say, you know, the big caveat on this is that it's only in the summer so far that this is possible, that the ice has melted away. Although the captain said to us, you know, if this climate change continues as it has done over the past few years, maybe it'll even be possible to do it in the winter as well.
What about sovereignty issues there? Who owns this route? Who's going to be able to control it?
Well, you know, obviously it depends what territorial water you are in, but certainly when you come up... if you go up from Vladivostok on the eastern side of Russia and then up to the northeast corner of Russia and along the coast, it is Russian territorial water there. So, you know, there is probably a requirement to, I mean, certainly at the moment, like these ships had to pay various fees, and it was actually very bureaucratic for them to do it. They'd hoped to do this trip a year ago, but just got caught up in Russian bureaucracy. It didn't happen. And even now, even though they had all the permissions, but when they're
still
in Vladivostok,
difficult.
They had to wait another month before they could move because they just got caught up in a huge amount of paperwork.
Thanks. Richard Galpin is the BBC Moscow correspondent.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.